The Kahanzig Longhouse Sanctuary finally received permission to be a worship site in New Jersey, but it was a long road to get there, including a rather contentious appearance before the Quinton Township Planning Board, where they had to justify themselves as a religious group. WHYY's Kenneth Burns reports that at the end, it became a teachable moment.
I felt heartbroken. I felt numb.
Thais Gould Jacinto is the founder and president of the Native American Advancement Corporation and a member of the Nanticoke Lenni Lenape Nation.
It felt like I was 150 years in the past. And although it was peaceful, it was really heartbreaking to feel like that we're not American citizens.
She was reflecting on a Quinton Township Planning Board meeting held earlier in May. Gould Jacinto's organization was appealing the zoning officer's decision, which forbade her group from using the 63 acres it acquired as a place of worship. The site had previously been home to different Christian churches spanning more than five decades. Gould Jacinto was frustrated over questions the board asked of her lawyer. Board members grilled the attorney for more than a half hour on whether Gould Jacinto's organization was a valid religious group.
When I think about it, I'm like, you know, we never interrogated anyone for their belief system when they came over, ever.
Here's what happened at the May 14th meeting. It was standing room only because of a separate issue, but the crowd gathered ended up engaging in the discussion about the sanctuary and its right to be a place of worship. Heather Coomer from the Watershed Law Group represented Gould Jacinto's group before the planning board. She argued that nothing on the property was being modified. Coomer also explained that the only difference is that the ownership was changing and that it would continue operating as a religious site. Here's an exchange between Coomer and Richard Coe, the planning board's lawyer. Coe wanted to know if the proposed Native American sanctuary expected to have the same number of people and traffic coming into the property as it did when it operated as a church in its former existence.
And do you believe that the township has a legitimate right to inquire as to the intensity of that use?
No, I think that it's the freedom of religion with that. I think that as long as there's nothing within the code that says it's going to trigger from a change of ownership that triggers any sort of approval. We're talking about just a change of ownership right now.
What is the threshold that you're indicating is an acceptable amount of traffic coming in and out and that kind of thing?
It should be none of your business.
Yes. Yes.
They should be none of your business. That's what it should be.
Coomer was also pressed by the board for things that are normally associated with mainstream places of worship, like the size of congregations and mission statements. But Gould Jacinto says spirituality for Native Americans is much different from other religions.
We don't believe in guiding everybody spiritually like they have to be on the same level. We guide everybody to an awakening. We call it a spiritual awakening or symbiosis, to realize that we're all in a circular. There's nothing linear, and that we're a part of nature. We're not above nature.
In 1978, the American Indian Religious Freedom Act was passed with the intent to protect the rights of Native Americans to practice their traditional religions and rituals.
The purpose of that was around not only trying to address some of the ways that state and federal laws had intentionally tried to obstruct the practice of indigenous ceremonial ways, but also unintended ways that states and federal government have interfered with Native American practices.
Dr. Mark Clatterbuck, co-director of the Native American and Indigenous Studies Program at Montclair State University, doesn't believe that Quinton Township officials were maliciously obstructing the religious practice of Gould Jacinto's tribe, but adds that without being intentional about ensuring the free practice of religion for indigenous groups, the default is obstacles and barriers to those practices.
I think that's what we saw playing out in that meeting, where, you know, they are talking past each other, and it's not enough just to say, look, we're a legitimate religion, that they have to prove it.
Clatterbuck gives credit to Coomer and the corporation for being patient and careful while making their case and reminding everyone that it was a teachable moment. By the end of the discussions, the Quinton Township Planning Board unanimously approved the Kahanzig Longhouse Sanctuary as a worship site.
Yes. Suzanne Van Sciver?
Yes.
Larry Winkles?
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Gould Jacinto says they are expecting to get their occupancy certificate sometime in June. From the New Jersey desk, Kenneth Burns, WHYY News.